It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us, Chris Jesse from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Tricia, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Now, you're out on the road this morning, and that's kind of, your job with the Transportation Cabinet. But tell us, you know, a lot of things happening with our area and the area that you are a spokesperson for. What can you share with our listeners some updates so they know what's going on?
Sure. Real quick, I just want to tap on the fact that this is National Work Zone Safety Week, and I've been out. We have some larger projects going over around Campbellsville, over in Grayson County, certainly here in Elizabethtown too. Some of the one of the larger projects going on right now in the district. So, you know, that's what I've been doing, kind of visiting sites, just kind of getting up to speed on what I'm seeing, what I'm looking at, and the progress being made. So we want folks to be, you know, aware when work zones pop up, and we're in the construction season now. You're going to see work zones that are long-term zones, like the one on Dixie. And certainly as we get on into the summer, you're going to see things like resurfacing take place, where those are shorter-term projects that move along very quickly, but sometimes may surprise you more than a long-term project. So you may be some of the more rural roads get resurfaced. You know, you pop over a hill, you see the sign, and there's a road crew working. So just want folks to be aware, always pay attention, you know, put the phones down, minimize distractions, that kind of thing. A little prevention goes such a long way. So many times in work zone safety issues, whether it's a worker or and many times it's the motorist that ends up getting hurt or even worse and killed in a crash. You know, those are preventable in so many cases, and that's, you know, a very sad thing. So, you know, prevention. Let's do things we need to do. Put the phone down. Pay attention. Watch for those signs. Watch for the road crews. We want everybody to go home at the end of the day. After all, just like you and I, working in our offices or in the studio, that's their office when they're out there on the work zone. So try to be respectful of that. As far as the Dixie project, you know, we're moving along as best we can. The problem's been when we've had rains, we've had huge rains. And we're talking about the major rains, I think, you know, the next day or two here. So, you know, that kind of puts a hiatus on some of the nighttime work. We're doing a lot of that work at night, trying to, you know, minimize the impacts to Dixie as best we can with such a large project. But we're still hoping to finish up the section that we now see between Ring Road North, get that done here by the end of July, and then get the section between the bypass and Ring Road done by the end of October to wrap up this year, and then get the overall completion done down to St. John Road, get that done by July of next year. So we're still on pace for that.
All right. Well, that is a lot of great information. Thank you so much. It's Chris Jesse.
Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
You too. It's Chris Jesse from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, and we are Quixie 98.3.